Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 377 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, been found. From there, we went down and examined the time clock and went through the south aisle and down the ladder into the basement, where I was shown that everything had been found. As to Mr. Frank's manner and deportment at the time we were in his office, he seemed to be perfectly natural. I saw no signs of nervousness. Occasionally, between words, he seemed to take a deep breath and deep sighs about 4 or 5 times. His eyes were very large and piercing. They looked about the same they do now. He was a little pale. He gave his narrative rather rapidly, as to whether he stated any fixed definite time as to hours or minutes. He didn't state any definite time as to when Mary Fagan came in. He said she came in at about 12:10. We furnished attorneys for Frank with reports. After refreshing my memory, I now state that Mr. Frank informed me at the time I had that conversation with him that he heard these voices before 12 o'clock, before Mary Fagan came. He also stated during our conversation with him that Gant knew Mary Fagan very well, that he was familiar and intimate with her. He seemed to lay special stress on it at the time. He said that Gant paid a good deal of attention to her. As to whether anything was said by any attorney of Frank's as to our suppressing evidence as to this murder, it was the first week in May when Mr. Pierce and I went to Mr. Herbert J. Haas's office in the 4th National Bank building and had a conference with him as to the Pinkerton Agency's position in the matter. Mr. Haas stated that he would rather we would submit our reports to him first before we turned it over to the police and let them know what evidence we had gathered. We told him we would withdraw before we would adopt any practice of that sort, that it was our intention to work in hearty cooperation with the police. I saw the place near the girls' dressing room on the office floor. Fresh chips had already been cut out of the floor.